verse 2. And he says, immediately I was in the Spirit. Behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. Now, at once, this word immediately, at once, straightway, he says, I found myself in the Spirit. In other words, that idea of being caught up, you remember that Paul spoke about in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. And a twinkling of an eye is pretty brief, and some psychologist has measured it. And he considers a twinkle not the going down of the eye, but the going up of the eyelid. Now that, my friend, is reducing it to a fine point, but it's 1/1000th of a second. Now that's how quick it's going to be. Immediately, straightway, at once, he says, I found myself in the Spirit. In other words, the Holy Spirit is still leading and guiding him. And behold, a throne set in heaven. It was already there. He sees it for the first time. And one sitting on the throne. At once, you see. And he's in the Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is guiding him into new truth here. Showing him things to come. And a throne is set in heaven. Now it gives us the place, directs our attention to the center of attraction that is there. The throne represents the universal sovereignty and rulership of God. It means that He is in control and that GHQ, headquarters of this universe, is in heaven. It's not in Washington or London or Moscow or any place down here. May I say to you, that this is the picture that we have in the Word of God. And I'm just toying here with the idea whether I ought to turn and read several passages concerning this in the Old Testament. Let me just give one. Psalm 11:4. The Lord is in His holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, His eyelids try the children of man. Their throne in heaven. And everywhere you turn, in Psalm 110:1, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool. The throne of grace now becomes a throne of judgment. And that's another reason for me saying very definitely that the church is gone. Because if the church was still here, Christ has left the place of intercession and He's come now to the place of judgment. That'd be the wrong place for him, for the church. Now, will you notice the picture that's given to us in verse 3? And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. There was a rainbow round about the throne in sight like an emerald. All we see is color here, beautiful color like precious jewels, and you don't get a picture of God at all. He just never has been photographed. And this is the picture. And our attention is directed to the one that's seated on the throne. Although he's God the Father, we should understand this is to be the throne of the triune God. And you have here, God the Father is mentioned in verse 3. He that sat on the throne, like unto jasper. We'll see more about that. And God the Holy Spirit, he's already been mentioned. And he'll be mentioned again in verse 5. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices, seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. And then God the Son. And I probably should then read verse 5 of the next chapter. And one of the elders said unto me, weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seals thereof. So what we have before us here is the Trinity here upon the throne. And John could distinguish no form of a person on the throne, only the brilliance and brightness of precious stones. Now the jasper stone, that is the stone that's identified in the breastplate of the high priest. It was first in the foundation of the New Jerusalem, as we shall see later on. It was first in the wall of the New Jerusalem. We'll see that later on. It was a many-colored stone with purple predominating. Some identify it with a diamond. And by the way, it was in the breastplate of the high priest, and that represents little Benjamin, and he was the son of my right hand. And that's where Christ ascended and took his place at the right hand of God. What a picture we have here. And then you have, the next stone is the sardine stone. And that's the sixth stone in the foundation of the New Jerusalem. Pliny says it was discovered in Sardis, from which it derived its name. Sardine stone doesn't mean it came from a little fish. It came from Sardis. And its color was a fiery red. The first stone sets forth the holiness of God. The second, the wrath or judgment of God. But the sardine stone also was the first in the breastplate. And it represented Reuben, the firstborn. And may I say to you, Christ is the Son, the firstborn from the dead. What a picture. And there's a rainbow. Now, the Greek word is iris. It can mean also halo. With the rainbow, here it's polychrome. Here is emerald, which is green. And after the judgment of the flood, the rainbow appeared as a reminder of God's covenant not to destroy the earth again with a flood. And it appears here before the judgment of the great tribulation as a reminder that a flood will not be used in judgment. Green is the color of the earth. And the suggestion is that of Habakkuk. In wrath, remember mercy. And God will do that.